The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
How about it? Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. That's funny. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Saturday, December 22nd, 2012, 3 days, Christmas time, friends, and you have with you on this beautiful Saturday, cold but beautiful in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Why? Because the law is on our side. The voice of pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Sorry about that, Mr. Soros. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to check out my Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, double E, and or if you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. That's for y'all, you East Coast is they. And friends, if you'd like to be a part of the radio show, don't wait for the last 15 minutes. 1-877-807-9977. Now, the reason I think people begin to call is because once we start getting warmed up, they start getting involved.
They get warmed up.
And they want to get in and throw a punch, too. Yep. And we love it, man. I mean, this is what we want, right? Friend or foe, the lines are open. 1-877-807-9977. I'll say it one more time. 1-877-7 is before 8 and after 6. 807.
Confusing.
I think I am. 807-9977. You got it? 1-877-807-9977. We get that? Okay.
Right on.
Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And this afternoon, Florence Summers' brains are in the right person's head. They're in her own head. She said, "I'm beginning to wonder why these shootings seem to happen at such opportune times. And if any of you didn't get the opportunity.
Who said that?
This is a gal on Facebook. I always like to read the Facebook. Facebook. She said, I'm beginning to wonder why these shootings seem to happen at such opportune times.
Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist.
They happen at opportune times. There's no doubt about it.
Every single time. And if it's not there for some reason, all of a sudden something's thrown in our face and it gets national attention just out of nowhere. And it's like, do these guys, like, do they work for someone that's trying to push gun control?
Well, we know that that's exactly what they go for afterwards.
It is.
Like Dead Fish Rahm Emanuel said.
Yeah.
Never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yeah.
How many shootings happen on a regular basis across the United States of America? But which ones get the most play? The ones that have to deal with situations that have guns similar to the guns that they're trying to ban.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about that? Thank you, Carrie. Very timely. That was a conspiracy. You know what's interesting about all this, Jake?
To wonder.
Anybody that speaks out against the gun banners, for some reason, the media, the communist socialist media, is right there to try to put a slant on you questioning gun banners.
Yep.
But you know what's interesting about all this, friends? I'm not asking the American people to give up their rights.
That's right.
They are.
That's right. And so if they're the ones asking us to give up our rights, then what is the overall agenda? And this you can find, I believe, in part and even bigger, because Dr. Joseph Mengele.
Yes.
Mengele?
Yes.
The German SS officer.
It's actually, we did a word where they actually gave you the voiceover on the computer, and it's like, listen, it's Mengele to me, dude.
That's right.
I'm not even going to try to become German.
That's Americanese, Mengele. He said, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe what we are doing.
Now, we are doing. So they knew that they were doing it.
Yes.
Okay.
The mass shootings. This is the title of...
Well, Jake, you got to tell everybody who that was. He was an SS officer that worked for Adolf Hitler.
That's right.
Okay, so they knew what they were doing. They were trying to create the crime so they could bring in a new order.
And the more, he said, that they did to the people in Germany, the less they believed that they were doing it.
Yeah.
This new article that Bradley just produced...
Wasn't that the guy that attacked his own Reichstag and started a world war?
Yes.
And the German people never thought that he was responsible for it until it was too late?
Yep.
Wasn't he also the guy sending out brown shirts, creating crime? I'll get to the fire in a minute here. But creating crimes and then coming in, bringing in the resolve?
Yes.
It's kind of like The Incredibles. Remember the bad guy?
Yeah.
Remember what he kept doing?
Just couldn't make it.
He kept creating the crime, and then he was actually the one coming in and dealing with the crime so he could look like the... What?
Yep.
The vigilante of the year, right?
Anybody seen Star Wars?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Just food for thought, friends. That's all.
And this isn't new either. Historically speaking, this has happened quite a bit. And in Bradley's latest column, Mass Shootings.
I'm going to get to that, though, fires. Dick, okay?
Yep. Yes.
Okay.
You want to see that on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. One of many things we've been posting. Also, too, for many of the folks that are on our Facebook, we appreciate you liking that page and sharing these comments and commentaries, because when you do that, you have more information that you're equipped with. Just as an example, we've been putting these new captions with, text on it. This one says, can't we just throw Congress off the fiscal cliff? Well, I would say if they're the ones who created the fiscal cliff, why not? That's a great one to share. If you are unwilling to defend even your own lives, then you are like mice trying to negotiate with the owls. You regard their ways as wrong. They regard you as dinner. You have no muscle to your argument.
That's right.
So here you have an owl with a mouse in his mouth. Check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Okay, folks, Luby's massacre in Killeen, Texas in 1991. We have Suzanne Hupp here who lost both of her parents there. She's going to talk about gun legislation, what she said to the legislators, and what she partook with. And by no means do I want to exploit pain here or loss, but I do want to know her story, because Gun Owners of America, I'm talking to you right now. Guess what? She's on your side. We'll be right back after this break. Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Marty. I'm a big fan. I'm also a disabled veteran. Sons of Liberty is a great way for me to stay on top of what's actually going on in the country. I have a young son, so it's important to me to understand evil is threatening his way of life. I think anyone who lives their life standing firm on morals, values, and integrity would love these guys. It's a great radio show.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future, and you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're just smoking. Friends, go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like it. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook and like it. Now, Jake, what were you saying real quick? And then we'll take
We were talking calls. About liking that Facebook page and then getting some of these captions that have messages under. We post a lot of things that are easy for you to like and share. And, folks, they are thought-provoking, but they bring answers. This isn't... Well, Obama's done this year. Can you believe it? I just can't believe it. It's all about answers. It's all about bringing answers. So when you have dialogue in the public sector, like you said, the mainstream media oftentimes will look at you and say, oh, you're crazy, you're loony. But if you can, our guest yesterday, Larry Pratt, when he answered Piers Morgan perfectly, and then he got aggressive on him with facts.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how you start to begin to take ground.
Well, Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, the founder and the director, said the only thing I didn't give Piers Morgan was a shovel.
That's right.
And that was great.
To bury
that's
himself,
exactly. Yeah. That was the only thing he didn't do. And it was interesting, the one attacking him, Piers Morgan from Communist Network News, CNN, as you know it, friends. Yeah. You know, the president just quit his job because of low ratings. What's interesting is Piers Morgan kept saying to Larry Pratt, your country, your country.
Right.
So you have Europeans that understand socialism and communism coming in here attacking your Second Amendment. A well-regulated militia, you are the militia, 17 to 45 males, being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated or infringed. Friends, you have rights. It doesn't matter what the President of the United States says. You have rights. Those are thou shall not to a government that doesn't like you armed.
That's right.
And when you understand that, you don't have anything to worry about. Mm-hmm. It really comes to that. Because, again, you have rights. These are your founding documents that me and Jake are continuously throwing up in the air and reminding you, friends, this is your documents. This is who you are. This is where you came from. Okay? So in saying that, then you know where you're going. And you'll have a soundness. And you'll have peace. And you'll be able to go to sleep at night not worrying about what some corrupt politician's going to do today. And we know they're corrupt because they're trying to overthrow your rights that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you. Yep. The question is, those men that fought, bled, and died to give them the right to be in office to serve we the people, did they die for something outside of what they swore to uphold, namely the Constitution of the United States? No. So why would a politician try to take away what men sacrificed their lives to give us? You got to ask yourself that, friends. They're desecrating the sacrifice, friends. They're stepping on the graves and the headstones and the memories of men and women and the hundreds of thousands that died to give us the rights that we have.
That's right.
And when America understands that, then corruption is going to be dealt with, and not until then. We got George calling from Maryland. Maryland, hey, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, George. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks.
Great. You know, I work from home, so I have the privilege of being able to monitor TV, especially when the things like what happened last Friday break out.
Okay.
And see how it evolves and change from the first 24 hours to the following 48 to 72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And when the news first hit, they reported that there was one or two people that was injured and was taken to the hospital.
Yep.
And I think they said they suffered from a foot wound. Now, I haven't heard any follow-up on that at all.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys heard anything since then or not.
No, we just know that the story, the initial occurrence is taking place in that public school that day. The very next day, almost everything that they initially broadcasted to the American people was completely contradictory or contrary to what they originally said.
Absolutely. Like the,
yes.
Like the Bushmaster, they were saying at first that was left outside in the vehicle.
That's right.
All of a sudden, it winds up on the floor behind this gentleman, Adam Lanza.
Right.
And I think he was a victim. Both he and his mom were victims.
They're actually finding out right now, George, that his mom had nothing to do with the school. And that was the initial story.
She worked for DARPA, right?
It's so, by the way, you have to keep in mind, friends, when they do this kind of stuff, they throw 20 stories at you only to confuse you. And America is confused right now as to what's going on, but I'll tell you one thing they're not confused about, namely the politicians. They know what they're going for, and they're going for gun control.
Well, you know, also part of it, too, I think, like when the media first shows up on the rise on the scene when things break out like that, they may report a lot of what's true and what they're looking at, but then once the bigwigs get their hands on it, they clean it up, and they censor and tell these guys what exactly to say.
Yep, you're exactly right.
And that's where the confusion comes in. And I think also this also offshoot of the MK Ultra with the traumatic-based mind control. You know, on a smaller level, like with Project Monarch and all, they do it on an individual basis with the subjects, with the MPD, the multiple personality disorder, and the DID, the dissociated identity disorder, where they can have the subject kind of do things on command. They take control of the subject. Now, on another level, I think they also use the traumatic-based mind control on the public.
George, you're getting deep on me, man.
On the public, when they do things to traumatically affect the nation on a nationwide scale, so that they can take control of your mind, so that they can push, they can have their own hidden agenda pushed through and pass laws and stuff.
I'm exactly, and that's where DARPA comes in. Is that what it's called, DARPA?
DARPA, yeah.
Yep, that's exactly. I know. I'm tracking with you now.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Understand.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Got to hang, George. We're going to be talking about this second hour, so hang with us, okay? Or do call back in if you get the opportunity to. Friends, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Thank you for that call, real quick. Aside of that, we have.
George, also, if you could call back in, we got a gift for you that we want to give to all our first-time callers. So if you can give a call.
And what is that gift, Jake?
It's this prayer that rocked the Capitol. And I'll tell you what, there's no mind control going on with that prayer.
Yeah.
What it is it's Holy Ghost control. And when he comes in and wreaks havoc, well, I'll tell you what, the havoc begins, but it's only
Amen.
For those that are enemies of light.
That's right.
They hate the light because they love darkness.
Amen. But that was a good point. Now,
yes,
he started getting really deep with me, and then I started to track with him. It's like, oh, now I know where he's going.
Yep.
But you know, it's food for thought.
You
and that's what this is about right now, food for thought.
And you can't, to say that these things don't happen, you have to be extremely naive. Listen, when you go to a football arena, those people, because there is billions of dollars being made, they know exactly how to psychologically motivate the fans. It happens all the time. Now, people
Well, Caesar
say,
said that back in...
Exactly, the spectacles that he would create,
yes.
Because he knew how to control and manipulate
people's minds. He said, give people
minds.
A piece of bread.
That's right.
And he said, give people a piece of bread and a spectacle. He said, I can do whatever I want to do with you. That is way before DARPA.
And,
yes.
And any company who has a marketing department, guess what? You're psychologically trying to manipulate people's minds. Oh, no, we're not. Yes, you are. You're trying to prove that your product is good. Why? To try to get the consumer to buy it. So to think that evil men can control marketing departments of even the federal government or any other agencies, of course it's not way out there because, folks, we live in it every single day. What's shocking is that wicked men, when they continue to do wickedness, as we just read the quote on your latest column, Bradley, Dr. Joseph Mengele, he said, the more we do to you, this is a German SS officer under Adolf Hitler, the more we do to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it. Nobody could ever be that wicked.
Well, and the way that you're going to know that is when you know the Word of God.
Yes.
And you know your constitutional rights, and you know what the government can do and what they can't do. Then you're going to know. You're going to identify evil men right away.
Right.
And I've said this 100 times. When you read the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence, this is why, friends, the bloggers have a field day on my ministry in this radio program. But it's interesting, they will not call in. And the reason they will not call in is because they know that's all I have to do is pull out these documents. And you're going to find out who's lying right then and there on the spot. And the last thing they want you to know is they're the ones breaking the law or attempting to break the law. And what are they doing? They're trying to sideswipe who you are. They're trying to undo and eradicate the Constitution of the United States through a lie, namely through policies.
That's right.
Because policy follows law in this country, friends, not law following policy. It's backwards. It's completely the other way around. Now, friends, really quick, we're going to have Susanna Hupp on at 2:30. She was a survivor of Luby's Massacre in Killeen, Texas, where both of her parents were killed right up at 2:30. Now, friends, I want you to just understand right off the bat, I'm not going to exploit pain. I'm not going to exploit loss. I want her to tell her story. She can go as far as she wants to go with this story. But what you're going to find out, friends, is that had she been armed, she could have dealt with this situation properly. Outside of that, both of her parents were killed right in front of her. And that's all I'll say, but she'll be up in just a couple minutes. Again, that will be Susan Hupp in just a couple minutes here. I'm actually looking forward to hearing from her. She's got a spine of steel. I watched the video. And she's given it to him. Mm-hmm. And she gave it right to the legislators. Should I say this? You know what? She said, listen, it's not we the people I'm worried about. It's you up there that I'm worried about.
That's right.
Now, had they not legislated for her or against her to have the right to bear arms, which she has regardless, she would have had her gun in her purse.
That's right.
You know, but because they legislated against her, guess what, friends? She couldn't defend herself. Mm-hmm.
You know what? And that video has actually become very popular on YouTube. I believe it went viral. So many of you have seen that. This will be the woman that was in that video speaking to Congress and addressing them. And you know what was interesting in the very beginning of that, of what she was saying? They didn't think that her commentary or her, what she had to say was relevant to this case. And this was during the time of the Brady bill.
Yeah.
How in the world it wouldn't be relevant?
No, that's another smack in the face to the American people. I mean, and these people, when you're watching her talking to these legislators, I said to my wife, I was sitting there with someone, regardless. I'm sitting there looking at these legislators. Do they look like they really have a care for what she's saying?
No.
No. But they will have a care when they see the American people are standing behind her. And guess what, friends? They are. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, coming right back with Susanna Hupp, victim of Luby's Massacre in 1991. We're going to let her tell her story to you. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from freezedryguy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in four sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of Better Body Circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. My wife tells me I'm the good-looking guy that looks like Elvis with long hair. What does your wife say about you, Jake?
You could have just said you're the tall guy. I'm a little shorter.
But, well, it's not like we're standing there.
It's almost like
you're sitting down and I'm standing up.
Yes, I am. That's true.
I could have said, listen, I'm the good-looking guy, and Jake's the guy that looks like Sid.
You could have said that.
Well, I didn't.
But you just did.
I did, because you
love me.
You pushed me to it, Jake. If you went
I'm
to
such
push,
a pusher.
If you went to push me this hard, we'd have been good. Okay, now his wife right now is saying he's the most handsome love of my life. And let me say this too, probably the only love of her life.
That's a good thing. You're not supposed to love more than one guy, right?
Well, that's true. Well, that's true.
Hallelujah. Don't we have a guest that we need to bring
on? Yeah, we do. We better just get away from that. Because, folks.
Let's bring that guest on.
Yes. We have Susan Hopp. From Lubies to the Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control.
And I've got to say that my husband regularly says, I have a face for radio.
Really?
You have a face for radio? That's terrible. He says that to you?
I have a face for radio. I'm just kidding. After all that self-adulation that was going on there.
Well, Suzanne, I just want to make sure that you understand, though, this is our radio show, not yours, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm totally playing. You know what? One of the things that I did notice, Suzanne, when I seen you on the video, I just seen it last week, and I had seen it some time ago, and I thought, can you imagine having 100 men doing the same thing that you are doing across this country? We would have no issues at all. I just wanted to give you a high five again, and I just wanted to tell you, you know what? If it wasn't for people like you, Susanna, we'd be a lot further down the road than where we're at right now.
That's true.
And I wanted to high five you for that.
Wait a minute. I'm gonna play real dumb here. Which video are we talking about?
We're talking about the video where you were before.
Dude, she's like famous or something.
Before Congress, yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Any videos?
Okay. All right.
The one where you were talking to the legislators and you said, "Listen, it's not we the people that I'm worried about. It's you people that I'm worried about." That was the video I watched.
The Second Amendment was not for hunting. It was to protect us. And you said, "I know I'm going to be unpopular with this statement, but it's to protect us from you people up in the front." That video is on Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook, by the way. We just posted it, folks.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah, that's an oldie. You can tell by the hair.
Yeah,
and I notice you're a doctor, too.
I am a doctor of chiropractic, but I don't practice anymore. You know, once I went into the legislature, I just couldn't do both. So
you're part of legislation.
I'm retired.
Well, good for you. Can you tell us your story?
The short version is that back in 1991, I was with my parents at a local cafeteria. And we just finished eating. A man crashed his truck through the window, knocked over a number of tables, and I went to raise up to go help people that he had knocked over. And then he began shooting. And again, to give you the short version of it, he ended up killing 23 people, including my parents. And I was very angry. We'll just put it that way. I was angry. Because back at that point in Texas, we were not allowed to carry our weapons. And I used to carry my gun illegally in my purse for self-protection. But like normal people, you know, I didn't want to get caught with it. I felt like I was a law-abiding citizen, so I began leaving it out of my car, where it was completely useless to me.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point in time, we weren't having these shootings every other week like we are now. That was kind of a new thing. And, the day after the shooting, I basically said I was very angry at my legislators because I felt like they had legislated me out of the right to protect myself and my family. And, you know, you can argue all day long about, well, you might have missed, or you might not have been prepared, or you might, and all those things may be true, but the one thing nobody can argue with is that it would have changed the odds.
Mm-hmm. And having done that, you took your testimony, Susanna. Because a lot of folks, you need to listen, that are listeners right now, maybe have a similar testimony. But the point is, we want to prevent these type of testimonies. You took that testimony, and you brought it all the way to the Hill, did you not?
Well, yes, sir. I've testified in probably 24 states. And actually, that's kind of what my book is about. I wrote it to try to give the average person arguments when they're talking to their idiot friends. That don't get it.
Mm-hmm. It is. That's a sign of being an idiot, and I totally understand what you're saying, Susanna.
You know, sometimes I get comments from people that sometimes it's hard for me to argue because the comments are so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I try to be civil and I try to be nice, but I think as the years go on, it's almost harder for me to do. I have two kids in school,
mm-hmm.
and what happened in Connecticut. Again, makes me very angry because it would not have happened, and you all know this, it wouldn't have happened if a couple of those teachers had had guns.
That's right.
And that's not to say that a few people wouldn't have died, but you sure as heck wouldn't have a 20 or 30 body bag count.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. You know, you're not going to keep some lunatic from coming in and shooting his estranged wife at the person sitting next to him.
That's right.
But you're not going to have these high body bag counts. I want my teachers to be able to carry if they choose.
That's right, and that should be their choice, and I think it should be promoted. I mean, we do that with pilots on airlines. They want to carry, they can.
Susanna,
well, remember how they fought that, though.
Yep, that's right. Well, we had a friend that was actually a pilot right after 9/11, and he was trying to figure out why he still wasn't armed. Yeah, so I got that from personal experience with one of my friends that is a pilot. So,
there's no logic, and it's hard to argue with somebody when there's, it seems like the left side of their brain is gone.
Yeah. Can I bring you back to Luby's, Susanna?
Sure.
What was going through your head? Did you think the guy just accidentally ran through the wall, or did you feel that it was perpetrated right off the bat?
Oh, no. Initially, we thought it was an accident.
Okay,
and,
you did.
I began to raise up to try to help the people that he had knocked over, and then we heard gunshots. So my father and I immediately got down on the floor and put the table up in front of us. And you were kind of waiting for him to say something like, all right, everybody put their wallets on the table, or you know, this is a robbery, or maybe it was a hit. you were waiting for an explanation because, see, again, back then, these random mass shootings weren't occurring, so that was not the first thing that came to your mind. It took a good 45 seconds, which is really quite an eternity, to figure out that the guy was just going to walk around and execute innocent people. And, I reached for my purse on the floor next to me and realized that a few months earlier I had made the stupidest decision of my life. My gun was 100 yards away in my car, completely useless. And I wasn't the only one. There were other people in there whose guns were out, dutifully left out in their car to comply with the law. But as you know, the law has changed here in Texas and in many other states across the country. And by the way, we have a governor who supports the right of teachers to carry.
Yeah, I've just seen that. Yeah, yep. Rick Perry, correct.
And many of those superintendents are encouraging those teachers to get armed if they desire to be armed. This isn't a mandate, but how many teachers wouldn't desire to be armed after something like this happens?
Yeah.
You know, my sister is a teacher here in Texas, and she was walking into school with a woman the other day right after the Connecticut shooting. And they ended up in a conversation, and very quickly, it is sort of an argument, because the other woman was aghast at the idea of her fellow teachers being armed. Oh, guns, more guns won't make it better.
Yeah.
No, my sister said, you are talking to the wrong person.
Well, I think it's real clear as to what they're trying to do here. I mean, just think, let's go back to Connecticut again. If you look at the fact that between the time someone calls the cops and the fact that you have someone inside the school shooting, what's that, 10 to 15 minutes to 20 minutes before the cops get there? Isn't it interesting that you're calling police that are armed to come protect you? What I'm hearing from the government is you're not able to govern yourselves any longer. We need to do that for you. And therein lies the problem. Because by the time they do get there, as you all well know, Susanna, that doesn't work that way. I'm curious, going back to Luby's again, how was the assassin, how was he dealt with? What was the outcome with that?
The police officers who actually were one building away, and they were actually at a conference, the hotel that was a building away, and in an odd twist of gun control fate, the manager of that hotel asked that the officers leave their weapons in their vehicle because she didn't want to offend any of her patrons.
Yep.
And so precious minutes were lost while they retrieved their guns from the trunks of their cars and got over there. And they told me, several of them were patients of mine, and they told me all they had to do was fire a shot into the ceiling. And this guy rabbited to a back bathroom alcove area, exchanged some gunfire with them, and then he put a bullet in his own head.
He did.
So, yeah. Okay. You know, I'm grateful for that.
Yep.
Saves us all a lot of trouble.
No, I agree. See, now, what do you, got 2 minutes, Susanna. What would you say to the state-run media that is trying to promulgate that guns are bad? What would you say to them? You have 53 countries, you have 10 major outlets right now across this country that are listening to you, and a whole lot of people. What would you say to them to fight up against the ideology of what the state-run media is trying to shove down their throat right now?
You know, I'm gonna give a shameless plug for my book, because honest to God, that's what I try to describe in that book. I did not grow up in a house with guns. I'm not a hunter. I'm not into going out blasting fancy. But I'll tell you, if you could imagine being in the position that I was in, where you are being, people are being executed around you like fish in a barrel. You cannot go up against a guy, a bad guy with a gun, with a salt shaker. You can't do it. And I realize a gun in somebody else's hands is not a guarantee. But as I said, it changes the odds.
Yep.
And I can't imagine being in that situation again and having little children behind me and having no way of protecting them.
Amen.
But that's what I would tell them. Imagine being in that position with your grandchildren or your children.
You got 30 seconds, Susanna Hupp. How do people get a hold of you?
Tell us about your book, too.
My book is named, I forgot it there.
From Luby's to Legislature, One Woman's Fight Against Gun Control.
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
And I've been real fortunate. I've gotten great reviews. I've made it a quick, easy read. And it's for people to be able to, you know, talk to their, like I said, their idiot neighbors or friends.
Gotcha.
And make the argument.
We're going to post it on Sons of Liberty Facebook, her book, From Lubies to Legislation.
Thanks for joining us today. Thank Susanna Hupp, again, friends, she was a part of Lubies Massacre in Killeen, Texas, back in 91. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Just checking out some comments on Facebook, and I just seen a picture pop up of Obama's kids being brought to school in armored cars with armed bodyguards. Yet these are the people trying to disarm the American people. Again, friends, you have rights, not privileges. They want you to compromise just a little bit. Look at how far that's brought us over the last 50 and 60 years in this country. Just a little compromise. How did it start? Let's say no to prayer. Let's say no to God. You know, and the next thing we know is we have legislators coming out saying, let's kill babies. Next thing you know, we have them coming out saying, let's get rid of the Ten Commandments. Next thing, all a frontal assault on the kingdom of Christianity. The next thing we hear is guys want to marry guys. Girls want to marry girls. Next thing we hear is, well, we need to take away the rights of gun owners. Folks, you're going backwards. Yeah. And America has been capitulating over the last 50 and 60 years. This is your present leadership that has put us in this position that we're in today. And it's time for the younger generation to stand up and say that is enough, namely my generation. This is unlawful, communistic methods, ideology that they're frontally attacking we the people in this country. Enough is enough. The American people need to say no. And people across this country are saying no. Let's go to the NRA real quick. Did you want to add on to Susanna?
Yeah, well, I think...
She's got some serious fortitude, does she not?
She definitely does, and there's nothing you can say to her.
No
she
way.
Is literally in the situation, and folks, there's nothing you can say to the truth. You can be just like a Susanna without having to be the victim of that. That's the purpose of her book in the first place. That was the purpose of our founders giving us a Second Amendment. I got a picture right in front of me here that we just posted on Facebook. It has Obama and his wife walking down the road.
Yeah.
Just to this common sense argument. And they're in a parade, and they're waving, and there's a little bubble that comes up, a thought bubble off of Obama. It says, guns make us less safe. He's surrounded by about 20 Secret Service people, yep. And there's red arrows pointing to all the guns that are surrounding him.
Can I remind the American people as well, in the 50s, your presidents used to be walking around Washington, D.C., shaking hands yep. with the American people. They didn't have all the Secret Service.
And
it shows you that they are not working for the American people anymore.
That's right.
Why they need to be protected against we the people.
And they weren't asking for your guns then. They weren't that stupid. They knew that I serve the people. How do I serve the people? By making sure their rights are insured. How is that done?
Yeah.
By a Second Amendment. If I scroll down a little bit longer...
Want to say something about Susanna Hunt?
Yeah, I guess...
From Lubies to legislature, one woman's fight against gun control. That sounds like vigilante stuff. I like that.
She's doing it. And you
she
can,
is.
I mean, when she was talking...
She can back it up. By the way, Susanna Hupp, HUPP.com. Susanna Hupp, HUPP.com.
And you can feel it when she was giving her testimony. I mean, I'm just envisioning her... It's not her argument.
Jake, you know
her
that
point of reference.
What she didn't bring up, and I hope I'm safe to say, and I'm not crossing lines because again I don't want to exploit this, but her dad got up and said I have to do something,
mm-hmm.
and he ran after the murderer,
yep.
and he shot him, and it was her parents' 35th wedding anniversary, and the wife looked at what he just did to her dad and her husband, namely. And she just walked right over there and coddled him in the arms. And what yep. this man did is walked over and shot her
too.
As well. She wasn't going to lose her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I could, by the way, I could feel it when she was saying it. I mean, there was a couple times it was almost like, whoa, I get it. I wish I could do anything in the world for you, Susanna. And by the way, I got off air and I told Susanna if she needs anything from this ministry, we are there. We're there to help her.
Important. I just can't.
Not that she needed it, but I just wanted to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Get around her and hold her arms up together.
I just can't believe that somebody would even have the mindset. I mean, when she gives the analogy of imagine you're a school teacher and she said it. And I can. And
47th anniversary. I'm sorry. 47th.
Wow. She puts herself back in that situation. I couldn't imagine being a school teacher where it was me and my children all behind me with no gun and somebody with a gun. How defenseless one would be. You're completely inadequate with your two fists.
Mm-hmm.
How there is, and there's no other way to describe these people other than idiotic. There is people that actually believe that we shouldn't have the right to bear arms.
But Jake, I already said it. What they need useful idiots.
And that's what they are.
That will give up their rights to defend themselves against tyrants that are using them only to what? Mold control over their lives. And these people are willing to do it because, for the most part, you'll find that they're at war with God.
Yes.
Who gives them rights.
They will.
That's right.
Because if they weren't, they would be enlightened in the mind and in common sense in their head.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's not name calling. They're reprobate.
That's right.
God's spirit is not upon them. And you can see it because they're at war with God. And I just want to tell you people, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back.
Yep.
But to say that, Jake, let's go over to what's going on with the NRA right now. Mm-hmm. Since the Connecticut shooting, did you know that NRA membership has gone up 8,000 per day? 8,000 memberships per day. How are the American people responding to what the state-run media is trying to push off on them? It's completely backfiring,
friends.
They're
listening.
No, they're not listening. Well, they don't ever listen. They shout and they shoot.
That's right.
And what they do is they demonize anybody that believes in what hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you, friends.
We
need to quit listening to this garbage because these people are not mentally stable.
That's right. That's what I was referring to. The people aren't listening to the press. They're going out and they're getting memberships.
That's right. Let me keep going.
Yeah, there's better.
Five states at Walmarts alone, gun sales online, instead of asking customers to put in zip codes to see if their local stores carry a specific weapon, what's happening is all throughout those five states, what they are, I don't know. You're going to have to do your own homework. But Walmart's running out of ammunition and guns.
Yep.
So how's that working out for Obama?
Yep.
And now what we're hearing from our leaders, our legislators, friends, is he can just go ahead and pull an executive order to disarm the American people.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
I know. No, friends. I'm trying to figure out where he's deriving that power from. I can tell you where he's deriving that power from. From the people's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has not allotted that kind of power, friends. Nowhere.
Let me give an executive order according to the Constitution. He is the commander-in-chief. George Washington, when he would make an order on the battlefield, that was an executive order. Why? Because it had to do with war.
Yeah.
So unless this president is at war against you, America, he cannot pull an executive order. But I think it's very telling that he does because it proves he's at war against you.
Well, I think he's already done that because Fast and Furious was nothing more than him arming your enemies, yep. America, only to blame the American people for the crimes committed by his administration to legislate gun control.
Yep. And then an executive cover
just
of
think
his
about
DOJ.
That. Yeah, and these are the weapons that he wants to get rid of, friends, but these are the weapons that he gave your enemies.
Yep. Just like Florence.
How is that working out for you? But just like Mengele said, the more we do it to you, the less you seem to believe we are doing it. That was a war criminal under Adolf Hitler. Now, I've heard it said, well, Bradley, you're saying that Obama is a war. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying, folks, I'm simply going back in history and saying, hey, look at what's going on here. Let me put it this way. Around 100 BC, Rome, they had no fire department, and an army general politician, Marcus Licinius Crassus, established a personal firefighting force. And when a fire broke out, Crassus would arrive on site and proceed to bargain for the burning building and all surrounding structures until they would agree with his low price. So the more the fire burned, the less he would bargain. Crassus went on to be known as one of the richest men in Roman history through his extortive measures. This leads one to ask if he was responsible for starting the fire since he made such a gain from the fires.
That's right.
And let's go back to history. Hitler did the same thing, friends. Yeah. Just giving you a little history lesson. I'm not pointing the fingers. I want you to decide as to what's going on in your country. Yeah. Let's go back to the NRA. The NRA just recently, friends, came out. The Minneapolis Star and Tribune, which is a socialist outlet, their own demise, Vladimir Lenin. Remember, friends, they need useful idiots to implement socialism so they can bring in communism over the top of them. Well, they got their useful idiots over here at Minneapolis Star and Tribune, rest assured. They have a picture of Wayne LaPierre, the director of, I don't know if he's the president, but I think he's the vice president of the NRA. They have three major pictures of his face on the front page of the Minneapolis Star and Tribune. I just seen it this morning when I went grocery shopping. It says this under it. Guns and police officers in all American schools are what's needed to stop the next killing waiting in the wings, the National Rifle Association declared Friday. Taking a no-retreat stance in the face of growing calls for gun control after the Connecticut shootings that claimed the lives of 26 children and school staff, supposedly. The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun, said Wayne LaPierre.
That's why they call the cops, right? They have guns.
That's it.
Hello?
Let that sink in for a minute.
Yep. Okay.
When a shooting takes place, who do they call? They call governments that are armed to do what? They come in with the means to stop the crime. Friends, what are they using? They're using guns. Common sense.
Yeah.
Just think about that. What they are saying to you, friends, is you are no longer able to govern yourselves. We need to do that in us alone.
Yeah.
Just forget all the crimes have been committed by this administration.
Don't worry about
Let me go to this. Do you remember when Obama was talking? I'll get to that. How about I do this? How much time do I got? 20 seconds. I got 20 seconds, friends. But what they did in the Star and Tribune here, friends, is they just went on and on to make the NRA like a bunch of loons.
Yep.
But the fact of the matter is exactly what I'm saying to you and what Wayne LaPierre is saying and what Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America are saying. It's completely untrue. You can see it by the sales that are taking place in your country today. We'll be right back after this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com.